Welcome to the Words of Hope podcast, weekday devotions from the diverse voices of Cathedral of Hope, United Church of Christ.
The devotion for today, Wednesday, April 17, 2024, was written by Hardy Haberman and is narrated by Gordon Markley. Today's words of inspiration come from Mark chapter 16, verses 14 through 18. Later, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were sitting at the table, and he upbraided them for their lack of faith and stubbornness, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." Hear today's words of hope. This passage comes from what is called the long ending of Mark. It is not included in some versions of the scriptures. Scholars agree that the wording and style is not the same as the rest of Mark and was probably added in the second century. It contains a number of claims that come with the Great Commission to, quote, "go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation," end quote. Then it gives a litany of things that believers will be able to do. If there was ever a reason to question the idea of biblical inerrancy, it would be this passage for me. I have never tried to pick up serpents, drink poison, or cast out demons, and yet I consider myself a follower of Jesus. I suspect the writer of this addition to Mark wanted to offer proofs of the divinity of Jesus. And the snakes and tongues and casting out demons was a bit of marketing to make the message seem more important. Yet, it does not diminish the importance of this passage to me. I think of it as the ancient version of highlighting the text. Magic markers wouldn't be invented for many years, but writers of theological books use startling imagery to emphasize not the miracle, but the importance of Jesus and his commission. We can read these texts as storybooks, but that diminishes the value of them. I love the Bible and find abundant truth in its pages. It is truth that transcends the narratives and resonates with my soul. It challenges my intellect and exposes subtleties left by the authors that still speak to me thousands of years later. That is the majesty of the scriptures. Not the stories, but the truths. Let us pray. God of many names, lead me to find your revelation through the words passed down for centuries. Give me the curiosity to continue to explore these great works and find new meanings for my life today. Amen.
The Words of Hope podcast and the Cathedral of Hope daily devotions are a ministry of Cathedral of Hope United Church of Christ. To support this ministry, please subscribe to and share this podcast, follow us on social media, and donate through our website at cathedralofhope.com/give.